Okay, we're back. And, of course, yesterday, breaking news, I'm sure you've heard by now, the NCAA addressed the ruling on Cam Newton's eligibility. What? He was ineligible? Well, that's right. Auburn declared him ineligible on Monday in the dark of night. I'm sure you saw it, as it was reported by just about all the media outlets. I'm just kidding, of course. It was very underreported. But the NCAA reinstated him in about 5.5 seconds, and they gave a statement on the matter, and I'm going to read you some of the important points on the statement, then we'll analyze it. Auburn University football student-athlete Cam Newton is immediately eligible to compete, according to a decision today by the student-athlete reinstatement staff of the NCAA. They concluded on Monday that a violation of amateurism rules occurred. Therefore, Auburn University declared the student-athlete ineligible yesterday, which, of course, would be Tuesday, I'm sorry, not Monday, for violation of the amateurism rule. Now, we know how this process works. When a school discovers that it has committed an NCAA violation, or potentially has, it immediately declares the student-athlete in question ineligible, can't compete, and then applies to the NCAA for reinstatement. Now, the question I have is this. This story has been out there for a month. Auburn said it had everything. They maintained the entire time that they had nothing new. And then all of a sudden, just right after the Alabama game, the season ended, they declared him ineligible on Tuesday and got reinstatement from the NCAA.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday. You smell something fishy here?
It does seem very fishy. It sounds like the NCAA wanted to protect their interest. They did not want to see another championship team go by the wayside due to an ineligible player a la Reggie Bush, USC. Is this whole thing over with? I don't know. Probably not. It seems like it's still an open-ended investigation. A lot of people are interpreting it that way. I don't think we will ever really know the truth. We'll only get bits and pieces. But unless someone from the Auburn program rolls and says, yes, we did know that Cam wasn't eligible the whole time and we played him anyways, they're not gonna do anything to him.
A lot of people are clinging to the last paragraph of this statement and talking about how interesting it is. I'll read it to you. It says, reinstatement decisions are independent of the NCAA enforcement process and typically are made once the facts of the student-athlete's involvement are determined. The reinstatement process is likely to conclude prior to the close of an investigation. It is NCAA policy not to comment on current, pending, or potential investigations. That obviously, they would not put that piece of language in this statement if the NCAA was not trying to prove a point that maybe this thing isn't over. I mean, why do they need to just tell us what we already know?
Well, they're not allowed to comment on ongoing investigations. That's part of their policy. Mm-hmm. So if the investigation was still ongoing, they wouldn't be able to release the full findings of the investigation.
Correct.
So there's that going for a lot of the people believing that this investigation is still ongoing and that stuff will come out.
Based on the information, and that's the biggest piece of language in this whole statement, based on the amount of information available at the current time, this is our finding, or this is our ruling. I will bring you back to a report that came out on the 11th of November. It was reported by Joe Shad. Everybody knows where I'm going, but I'm going to go there anyway. After Newton committed to Auburn, another source told Shad an emotional Cam Newton phoned another recruiter, remember those words, another recruiter, to express regret that he would not be going to Mississippi State, stating that his father Cecil had chosen Auburn for him because the money was too much. Now, the whole premise of the NCAA's completely disastrous ruling yesterday, because of the precedent it sets, and we'll get to that in a minute, was because Cam Newton had no knowledge of anything, of any money, of any solicitation. Well, if Joe Shad's report here is correct, then he did have knowledge of the money taking place. And Joe Shad yesterday said on a very powerful public medium that he stands by his report as of the ruling after the ruling of the NCAA. I have to believe he has a very, very strong source on this. It would be interesting think about another recruiter. How many recruiters are there at a particular university? He told him or her that the money was too much.
Until that audio surfaces, it's just Joe Shad versus Cam, and you have to believe that Cam is actually being honest for now.
Sports by Brooks. Headline last night, if the NCAA is right, Cecil lied and the SEC cheated. Well, boy, you can't get any more hard-hitting than that title. And it goes on to address the bylaw situation, and everybody knows this. This ruling yesterday was unprecedented as far as NCAA rulings go and completely defied an SEC bylaw. And the commissioner stood by and applauded while the SEC bylaw was ultimately shattered.
True. That is the bylaw. It is written, believe, what is it,
1401.3.2 states, if at any time before or after matriculation, a member institution, a student athlete, or any member of his or her family receives or agrees to receive directly or indirectly any aid or assistance beyond or in addition to that permitted by the bylaws of this conference, except such aid as such student athletes shall be ineligible for competition in any intercollegiate sport within the conference for the remainder of his or her college career. I mean, that's pretty plain and simple.
True.
And the NCAA, wow, what a brilliant statement it made. According to the facts of this case, agreed upon by Auburn University and the NCAA enforcement staff. Really? Really? Auburn agreed to this? That's shocking that the wonderful Auburn legal tag team down there would have agreed to that.
It's a situation that's going to leave a lot of people upset and angry. It's a messy situation. I think this is just going to go away, much like the Gadsden case did for Alabama, much like other cases. Just they get shown in the spotlight and they mysteriously go away. Something distracts, and until any hard evidence surfaces, I just got to believe that it's going to be over.
How did this ruling come down? Did NCAA doesn't really usually make rulings? And they stayed in the ruling that he clearly committed a violation and violated NCAA amateurism rules, and then say, but there's going to be no punishment. There's no recourse for this. He clearly violated what we stated here, but, you know, there's nothing we can do. He's such a great player, and he's on a great team. We're not going to really address this. We're just going to let it go. That's unlike the NCAA. Did Mike Slive, did he fly to the NCAA office over the weekend? I mean, is that where he ate Thanksgiving dinner? In Indianapolis? I bet there's some good places to eat in Indianapolis.
I bet there's some really good steakhouses. Now, we've heard that why wasn't Slive at the marquee game of the SEC schedule last weekend?
I'm sure he had something better to do.
According to Feinbaum, he's been battling a bronchial infection, which I'm currently battling a pretty bad cold myself, so I can understand not wanting to be out in 40-degree weather with that, especially in an open-air press box. Mm-hmm. So I can give him the benefit of the doubt, but I just don't see him cutting back.
A bronchial infection? Did Scott Strickland punch him in the throat?
All it takes is just one person with one shred of hard evidence coming out, and everything will collapse. So you have to be a little nervous if you're an Auburn fan, but right now, it would be the farthest thing from my mind if I was an Auburn fan.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. This has been a fascinating story. Mississippi State has now accepted an invitation. They're going to be playing. But they were going to be playing in, what was it? They're going to be in the Outback Bowl or not Chick-fil-A Bowl. They were going to be up there. Now they're going to be playing in the Birmingham Bowl, per Mike Slive. All right, Sears, in the last minute or minute and a half of the show here, let's get our predictions game tonight. Arizona State playing at number 23, Arizona, to wrap it up, that dry state out there. Who do you like?
I like Arizona. I just think they played well for a half against Oregon, and just Oregon just overwhelmed them. But I really think Arizona's got a good shot at beating the Sun Devils and keeping the Sun Devils, which would keep the Pac-10 from being able to fulfill their bowl obligations. I really think that Arizona and the Wildcats, Mike Stoops, will get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arizona too. Just like them at home. Pretty much the same reason you did. Tomorrow night, MAC Championship, Northern Illinois, number 25, playing at Miami of Ohio.
I believe Northern Illinois is the favorite, but I think Northern Illinois has got it going, but Miami of Ohio has just been able to catch fire the last few weeks. I think it's in Detroit. It's in the Ford Field, correct?
Yes.
It'll be good because it won't have the weather affected as the Miami of Ohio has had the past few games. So I'm going to say Miami of Ohio with the upset over Northern Illinois.
Rutgers playing at number 24, West Virginia. Big East extends its schedule extra week as well.
Give me the West Virginia Mountaineers. I really think they'll be able to do it, even though supposedly Bill Stewart's on his way out.
Yeah, that's what we were hearing. I think, wasn't he supposed to retire?
I think that's what it was. He was supposed to retire.
Who knows? I mean, I think he should have retired before he even started coaching. But the Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, that one at 11 on ESPN.
That was a great game last year.
It really was. I didn't get to watch it because I was in Atlanta.
I was doing the pregame. I was doing the pregame for the SEC championship game last year. But it was a great game to watch last year. Go ahead and give me Pitt over Cincinnati this year. Cincinnati is just totally missing Brian Kelly and his offense right now. And Pike. Pike was a huge difference maker for him last year. And now I think he's a third-string quarterback in the NFL.
I am going to, in that game, and by the way, in the West Virginia game, I didn't make a pick, but I'm going to take West Virginia in that game. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, I picked Pittsburgh at the beginning of the year to win the Big East, and I'm going to stick with them winning this game over Cincinnati at noon. I don't think it'll be quite as unique as last year's. Kyle Brotzman will be in disguise for this game on the home turf.
Utah State
at Boise State. How bad did they beat Utah State is the better question to ask.
Well, here's my personal favorite. You've gone from we're going to a BCS Bowl, possibly BCS Championship, to now the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl or the Las Vegas Bowl. So you're going to be playing in a bowl that's
Brotzman's fault.
You're going to be, I believe, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl is a Sunday night bowl. But, I mean, the Las Vegas Bowl is, I think, the 18th or 17th. And you've got the Fight Hunger Bowl on the 9th. It's just, how are you going to get up for a bowl game like that?
It's a good question. Yeah. So you're taking Boise State by how many?
I'm going to say 56.
Yeah, I just agree with you on that because I think it'll be an obscene number also. USC at UCLA, late game, 9:30 at night here. I mean, it won't be late on the West Coast. Backyard crosstown rivals? You know, I'm going to take USC. USC's the name, too much firepower, but who knows?
They're both.
It's in the Rose Bowl,
it's so lackluster. And
yeah, it really is.
I guess I'll go with USC.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's just a nasty game to watch.
Is.
It's not even on national TV. I think
Fox
it's on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. It has just fallen from what it was. It used to be, if USC would get knocked out of the championship, not any longer. Connecticut, another Big East matchup at South Florida. That one played at 7 o'clock on ESPN2. I'm going to take South Florida. I like the Bulls. I like them at home. They play really well at home.
Give me UConn.
Okay.
I like UConn. I think they have a chance to clinch the Big East, and they'll be able to, for the first time ever, go to a BCS bowl game. And that just makes Edsel's name that much hotter a commodity.
Yeah.
So I'd look for him to win and then head on out to a bigger program.
Florida State is going to be playing Virginia Tech in the ACC Championship game, 6:45 ESPN.
It's in Charlotte, which is closer to Blacksburg than it is to Tallahassee. So give me the Hokies in a huge romp over FSU.
Nope. I like Florida State in this one. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to take the Seminoles slightly in this one. We could predict the Apple Bowl, but I don't want to embarrass this program.
Washington, go Huskies.
Oklahoma is playing Nebraska in the Big 12 Championship, 7 o'clock ABC.
Now, are these refs Big 12 refs or are they Big 10 refs?
That's a good question. Oh, my goodness. They are going to be giving Nebraska the majority of the penalties. I can just go ahead and assure you of that.
I think Nebraska overcomes everything, and they win it by a field goal.
Oregon State, everything riding on this game for the Ducks, the Quack Attack. Do they stumble? Do they have trouble in Corvallis, or no problem?
I like the Quack Attack. I don't really see much derailing them from a BCS title game showdown with Auburn.
If you want to watch that game, it's on ABC at 2:30, and I have to agree with you. I can't find anything that Oregon State could throw at them that would be something they haven't already seen. Auburn is going to be playing South Carolina in a much-anticipated game with an eligible Cam Newton at 3 o'clock on CBS, the grand prediction of the week.
Give me the Auburn Tigers by 35.
Did you say by 35?
By 35.
And you got to it first, because I was going to say along a similar line. I think Auburn will wax South Carolina in this game and go on to win their second SEC title of the decade for Auburn. I like it. I don't like it. I like Auburn to win the game. And then finally, the NCAA versus ESPN. Who do you like?
I'm going to take ESPN.
Okay. I'm going to take Joe Shad. Cam notwithstanding. I'll be at Cecil's Church. Y'all have a great weekend.